is Free Talk Live. This is the Tuesday night edition. We're here, as always, until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. You can bring up anything that's on your mind, whether it be a political issue or maybe something of a personal nature. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Anything goes. 800-259-9231. That is the toll-free telephone number, 1-800-259-9231. You can email the show, ftl@freetalklive.com. We don't guarantee to read your emails, but it could happen. In fact, we're going to try and get through a few of them tonight, because there's a bunch of them building up in the show email box. And, of course, there's the website, freetalklive.com, where you can go and grab archives. We've got the last 6 days of the show. So if you are just tuning in for the first time tonight, you like what you hear, and you want to hear more, and you just can't wait until tomorrow night, we've got 6 days' worth of archives right there on the front page of the website at freetalklive.com. In fact, if you scroll down past day six, there's a link there to our friends at downloadradio.org. They will take you 2 months' worth of the show. All of it is free.
You can listen nonstop for weeks.
Yes, you literally could. All of it absolutely free at freetalklive.com. And we should note that we're currently, I believe, number 2, Manwich, in the top 10.
Last I checked, it was just a few moments ago.
Because we're not just a radio show. We're also a podcast, which is the hip new internet audio distribution method, and we're the number.
Yeah, I've heard of that podcast.
Yeah,
and stuff.
We're the number 2.
On the internet.
Thanks to your votes so far this month, the month of August, we are the number 2 podcast in the world, according to PodcastAlley.com. So if you want to go vote for the show, we would really appreciate it at vote.freetalklive.com. It's simple. It takes you, what, less than a minute?
Looks like we're just 21 votes off of number 1 here.
Yeah. We could do that within this 2-hour show.
We could do that within this segment if
yes, we could.
21 people went and voted.
At vote.freetalklive.com. That's vote.freetalklive.com. So, Manwich, we're going to start with...
Let's go with emails.
Emails? We'll start with emails. Okay, we can do that. We've talked about some sex offender issues recently. We have a couple emails in regards to that. One of them was in regards to sex offenders moving into a neighborhood. And in many states, when you're released from your jail sentence, you have to register as a sex offender. And then when you move, you have to tell the state where you're going. And then in some states, I don't think it's all of them. All of them have different rules, but they all have sex offender rules.
Yes.
And one of them is frequently that the sex offender must notify, or the state will notify, the neighborhood or the surrounding area to where the sex offender moved into.
Bet that's going to go well.
Ed emails us at ftl@freetalklive.com. He says, an interesting idea I just had while listening to the sex offender argument. The fact that we're told when a sex offender moves into the neighborhood, and that they want to scare you into paying attention, correct? Well, their point of pointing out those people is saying, hey, these people might hurt your kids. Keep an eye on them. Seems to make sense, right?
Sure.
And you made the point about, well, what about the other neighbors? Because, sure, it's nice to know that there's a guy down the street who, at one time, did something, maybe to some kids.
Well, past actions have a tendency to predict prior actions.
I don't think that it should change your behavior as far as if you're a parent. You know, the whole reason to inform people that there's a sex offender in the neighborhood is to allow parents to take adequate steps to protect their children.
Right.
Your children should already be educated to not talk to strangers, for instance. You know, you shouldn't say, oh, there's a sex offender in our neighborhood now? We should probably talk to our kids about not going, you know, getting into strangers' cars with candy.
Well, do you remember the Boy Scout that was lost about a month ago?
Yes.
Well, he wouldn't, he saw the rescue workers walking in the woods looking for him, but he wouldn't go up to them because he'd been taught not to talk to strangers. Kid almost starved to death because he was told not to talk to strangers.
Yeah, that was
maybe
kind of
the
weird
stranger's rule. It could be looked at a little differently.
Yeah, there's got to be some sort of modification that can be done. If you're lost, with the exception of you're lost in a forest, son, then you can talk to strangers, right? Maybe he didn't think he was lost.
I'm sure
he must have.
Yeah, he had been pounded in his head.
Like 4?
Our kids are scared to death. He's a Boy Scout.
No, I mean, you can't be 4 and be a Boy Scout.
No.
He was like a minimum age.
He might have been a Cub Scout. I'm not sure, but
right.
Yeah, he was lost in the woods.
Okay, so it's not perfect, but my point is, parents, you should already have your kids educated as to what to do in regards to strangers, and as far as not going into people's houses that they don't know. Okay, I don't think that you should be doing this after you get notice of a sex offender moving in, because my point is, what about all the other houses in the neighborhood? It's fine to know that there's a sex offender living down the street in that certain house. But what about the other 25 houses or 200 houses in your neighborhood? You know nothing about those people. I mean, you're lucky if you know your next-door neighbors and the neighbors across the street and behind you. But the whole neighborhood? You have no idea what kind of... I mean, there's probably drug dealers. There's probably... I mean, there's at least one drug dealer in every neighborhood. I'm pretty sure of that. And
could be.
Yeah. And, I mean, there's all kinds of different people, so... Parents, watch out. Anyway, his point is, Ed, he says, well, what about the other neighbors? That immediately made me think of, if a sex offender moved into a neighborhood, what if one of the non-registered sex offenders, those who haven't been caught yet, what if they think, there's this guy on our block who went to jail for touching kids. A week later, a kid goes missing. Or worse, something happens to him or her. Who does everyone look at? The registered sex offender, of course.
Sure they do.
Even more twisted idea, and I hope he's not giving anyone ideas here, but the unregistered sex offender being the one who actually calls the cops on the registered sex offender with the allegations. He suggests that it probably
Then he would
happened.
Blow his own cover. He would no longer have his cover.
What do you mean?
Well, the guy in the neighborhood, he would have to stop doing whatever it is he's doing because the guy in the neighborhood would be taken away by the police.
Yes, that's true. I understand that. But
most of these guys don't do what they do one time, from my understanding at least.
No, you're right. But it's still an interesting situation that he's come up with. Anyway, parents, be careful, all right? 800-259-9231. The other sexually related email we have here was from Willie in regards to last night. He says, hi, I've been catching your podcast as of late and particularly reacted to your Molesterville dilemma yesterday. What would be the free market solution to a bunch of child molesters moving together into a community in order to run wild?
I don't know.
Yeah, I didn't know either. I couldn't think of it right then, but as I read through this email, I got some ideas. He says, you were left pondering this as an absurd question, but still, it begs the point. What would happen? Well, let me have a stab at it. It's quite simple, really, and fully applicable to a free market society. What passed your mind was a libertarian principle of self-ownership. My take would be that even a child is self-owning and thus should be legally protected from coercion, such as molestation or abuse. Applying the principle of self-ownership, a child is not the property of its parents. It's merely in their care until he or she can take care of itself. Therefore, the logical conclusion would be that the state, a night watchman state preferably, would be that the state or other people would be fully in their legal right to take a child that's being abused or molested from its parents in order to protect the child from being the victim of coercion. From Willie, and apparently he is living in the United Kingdom as a Swedish national. What's that mean?
He's Swedish. He lives in the United Kingdom.
Okay, I didn't know if so.
If you went to the United Kingdom,
I'd be an American national.
Yes.
Okay. I didn't know if that was some sort of official position.
Some term they also have is another term is expatriate.
Got it. 800-259-9231. Here's what I thought up for the Molesterville idea. Because the whole idea behind this Molesterville was that in a true free market society, where ostracism was really the best option for dealing with unwanted people, you'd be ostracizing all these freak child molesters, right?
Right.
I mean, if you discovered that they were doing this sort of thing, you'd ostracize them. Nobody would serve them at their businesses. Nobody would sell them food. So they'd either have to change their ways and make good on the horrible, horrible things they've done, or they'd have to go away. Right? They'd have to leave the community if they couldn't buy food, etc.
I doubt that's going to happen, but okay.
What's going to happen?
I don't think ostracism works in today's society.
I don't see why it wouldn't work in today's society, Manwich. What? How could it not work?
You know, Walmart doesn't care whether I'm a convicted child molester or not.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to sell me my stuff.
What if they knew you were a convicted child molester?
They wouldn't care. It's Walmart.
Are you kidding me? Because then they could be boycotted for selling things to child molesters. We're coming back with more. 800-259-9231.
Why aren't they now?
I know if... Because they're not being made aware of it. In a society where ostracism was common, then they would be. And we can explain how that would happen. 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control. What?
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
At ReasonToFreedom.com, our motto is that reason is a natural, life-giving activity of the mind. We regard independent thinking as the most important virtue, as well as the best hope for a free society. ReasonToFreedom.com is a free online weekly libertarian magazine and is the voice of the Reason Liberty Movement. ReasonToFreedom.com consists of timely political and philosophical commentary, a regular human interest column by Truman West, movie reviews by Popcorn and the Kernels, insightful book reviews, golf reviews, and much, much more. Free your minds and tap into the mainstream of the Reason Liberty Movement at ReasonToFreedom.com. The limits of tyrants are prescribed by the endurance of those they oppress. Fight the power with ReasonToFreedom.com. Find out why, if liberty is what you want, reason is what you need. The 10-step program to sanity, freedom, and world peace. That's ReasonToFreedom.com.
People in Asia have enjoyed it for thousands of years. Gourmet Magazine calls it the world's most seductive fruit. It's the exotic mangosteen, heavenly delicious and packed with nutritional benefits. From the rainforests of Southeast Asia, the small, beautiful mangosteen earns its nickname Queen of Fruit, with a taste that is indescribably blissful and health benefits that are off the charts. Because Zango is made from the whole mangosteen fruit, it delivers a serious nutrient-packed punch. Loaded with xanthones, which are some of the most powerful antioxidants ever found, fighting hard to support microbiological balance, maintain immune system health, promote joint flexibility, and provide positive mental support, and so much more. Now you can experience the whole fruit goodness of the mangosteen with Zango, the original mangosteen functional health beverage. Order your Zango by calling now, 800-625-2890, or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's mangosteenmarket.com. Call now, 800-625-2890.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
So we're talking about, and by the way, you can call in and talk about anything. Political, personal, whatever's on your mind. And we're doing a vote-a-thon still, so you can go vote for us at vote.freetalklive.com. That's kind of our payment, if you will, for giving you all our stuff for free. Because we give you the archives, we give you live streaming, the bulletin board system, and much, much more, all free at freetalklive.com. All we ask in return, once a month, you go and vote for us. And tell your friends about the show. And ask them to go vote for us at vote.freetalklive.com.
It's very valuable for us because,
means press.
Yeah, journalists out there are looking for stories every day, and this podcasting thing's exciting.
It's
new.
It
and they go to podcastalley.com, check it out.
Who's in the top 10?
There we were in the top 10.
Right. So we actually had the Tampa Tribune interview us. So we appeared in the Chicago Tribune.
Yeah, they were nice, too.
They were critical.
Well, they weren't particularly critical. They just didn't think. They just, you know, some...
They weren't expecting a talk show, and that's what they got.
Yeah, some lefty.
Right. Yeah, probably the case. So your votes help us out. Go to vote.freetalklive.com. We were talking about this molesterville idea, right? The suggestion was that if we have social ostracism as a means of punishing people that do harm to others, whether or not you believe it would really happen, man, which the suggestion was, well, if you ostracize somebody enough, they're going to go away. And what if all the freaks move together into Molesterville, right?
What do they call that, a leper camp or something like that?
Leper colony? I don't know.
Leper colony, yeah.
Aren't lepers people with the skin falling off of them or something? Okay. Well, anyway, the idea would be for all these freaks to get together and try to live together somewhere. Now, whether that would work or not, I don't know. But if you follow the ostracism model to the logical ends, everyone would know where this so-called Molesterville is, and so therefore ostracism would continue. They wouldn't be able to, you know, grocery stores aren't going to go into Molesterville and open up a store because it's going to make them look terrible. You were suggesting that Walmart sells products to bad people nowadays. Well, they wouldn't if they knew who not to sell products to, for instance. And actually, I was reading an article, and I'm not going to get into it, but it presented an interesting idea, and it was one I'd actually never come across before in the pro-freedom movement.
Mm-hmm.
The idea was that even for the worst crimes, you wouldn't be able to initiate violence on somebody. So, for instance, murder, unless you were there when it was actually happening. So, murder, for instance, if you murdered somebody, for instance, Manwich, and I wasn't there when it happened,
mm-hmm.
it wouldn't be right for me to exact retribution on you 5 months down the road. But if we could prove that you were the murderer, or the insurance company that was insuring my fiance who you murdered could show that it was you, they would have an interest in basically hiring, for instance, a company to go out and post flyers all over the community to advertise, for instance, that Manwich is a murderer. And so, therefore, it would there would be ways within the free market to spread the word. Because I think that's one of your concerns with ostracism, is that society's too big. Okay, ostracism might work within a 1,000-person town, but could it work on a, you know, in New York City, for instance? Would it be possible?
Sounds ridiculous to me.
I think it gets more difficult as cities get larger.
Sorry, when you use force on someone, like murdering them, force needs to be used against you.
Well, the suggestion
that it needs to pile down in your head like burning coals.
Well, the suggestion that this guy was making was that the insurance company would offer you, the murderer, an opportunity to come and make good on what it was that you did.
How do you think that's going to go?
Well, you see, the choice would be you either take the offer or you get ostracized. And if you're ostracized, what good's your life going to be? If you can't interact with anybody, sure, you might be able to move out to a farm somewhere and live on your own for the rest of your life. But really, is that the kind of work that you want to do? Do you want to literally be out 16 hours a day? Then you're still doing hard labor just to support your own life.
I don't believe for a second that this ostracism thing's going to work. I mean, are you telling me I can't go on eBay and buy stuff then?
Yeah, you're right. That'd be tricky.
It would be tricky.
Would be tricky.
I'd be able to go to Quickstar, or whatever the Amway is, disguised itself as, and tell Amway, you know, hey, I'd like to buy some of your stuff. Could you deliver it to my house?
Assuming you're independently wealthy.
Well, you've got to have some money.
I'm sure the market...
Sell stuff on eBay, too.
Yeah. Maybe the banks would refuse to do business with you.
Maybe ostracism won't work.
Well, our system today doesn't work very well either.
I'm
trying to come up with something different, you know?
Well, I think that imprisonment and making them pay for pay restitution is a great thing.
That sounds nice, but unfortunately today's system, usually the murderers don't get caught. I think they catch like 15% of them, and we don't even know if those, you know, of those 15%, how many are actually the killers. Because we know there's
a good percentage of them.
We know there's a lot of guys that get put in prison, and then 10 years later, whoops.
Yep.
DNA testing has shown that you didn't commit this crime, and so we're going to let you out with a pat on the back and your prison clothes, and see you later, buddy. It's been a fun 10 years.
I think there's 117 guys that have been released from death row since 1971 when they reinstituted the death penalty.
117 guys since 1971, and that's the ones that we found out were innocent.
Yes.
That we got to before they were killed. Mm-hmm. How many were killed in those, in, you know, in that 30-year period that were actually innocent?
And I can't remember for certain, but I think those are guys who are, in fact, innocent.
Mm-hmm.
Not, you know, like their sentence was downgraded or something like that. I think that's actually the innocent ones.
Yeah, they were let go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whew. Well, anyway, our system definitely needs some revamping. And I'm with you, man, which I think restitution would be just fine. And I, you know, I support the very limited, very, very limited government in order to do that sort of thing. But I think it, you know, it doesn't hurt to look at other options.
Nope. I don't have a problem with looking.
All right. So if you want to email the show, FTL@freetalklive.com. That's FTL@freetalklive.com. Got an update on a story that we've been following. One of our emailers, I think it's Everett, has updated us on the shotgun situation.
Oh, yeah.
His best friend, just to recap the story, was out in his... He lives out in a rural area, and he was firing one of his weapons out there because he's got lots of land. Got
to practice.
You got lots of land, you can fire weapons if you live out, you know, you're not in the city. And apparently, some busybody neighbor that he was having a land dispute with called the cops. By the time the cops arrived, of course, he had already gone inside. Family was getting ready to have dinner or something. He had a bunch of his family there. I mean, we're talking...
The neighbor didn't just call the cops. The neighbor called the cops and said, "Hey, I think somebody's getting shot."
Thank you, yes. I think someone is being murdered, yes. I think was the suggestion. So the cops came, literally busted in his door, came in there and held his family at gunpoint. And we're talking about, you know, cousin, brother, grandma, everybody who was there.
Grandpa was there, too.
Yeah. They held everybody at gunpoint, searched the house. This was all based on the neighbor saying he thought someone was being killed. And how they would know someone was being killed just by hearing gunshots, I'm not sure. But the cops didn't care about that. They busted in, searched the whole house, and found a sawed-off shotgun. Well, Steve Garcia had his preliminary hearing today for the Class D felony charge for having a sawed-off shotgun. He's going to trial. They've already tried to get him a really so-called sweet plea deal. He was offered 12 months probation and 30 hours of community service, and they just knocked the charge down to a Class A misdemeanor.
See, that does sound tempting, I can tell you. I mean, this is why people plead out.
Right.
It beats the heck out of prison.
Just more proof that they don't have a leg to stand on. They've already knocked down the charge.
Yeah.
Of course, he won't be taking the deal. His lawyer is very confident that he'll have all the charges dropped. His lawyer is also convinced that the police acted a little too hastily. He believes that they wanted to pull guns before really assessing the situation. More coming back. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at HeartAndBodyExtract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs, and you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its own as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping their arteries clear, but did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Think that squeaking in your car's a mouse? No need to call the Pied Piper, cause that eek eek eek's coming from something more fiendish. I'll tell you what it could be when we come back.
What a performance! And I'm not talking about Brad Pitt. My car's the star since I switched to Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil. Now don't be wooed by other sweet talkers. Not every actor's Brad, and not every synthetic oil can measure up to Royal Purple. Royal Purple's exclusive additive package makes it up to 4 times as strong and lasts up to 4 times as long. Go to royalpurple.com and find out why Royal Purple is the performance oil that outperforms.
Does it sound like Mickey and Minnie are setting up house in your car? It's more likely that the squeak you hear is coming from your vehicle begging for attention. The source of the squeal can range from worn brake pads and frayed belts, replaceable at moderate cost, to an engine so neglected it'll make Swiss cheese of your bank account. So avoid the rat trap of expensive repairs, not to mention safety risk, by taking your car to my favorite Magic Kingdom, a quality service shop. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us. Brought to you by Royal Purple Synthetic Oil, the performance oil that outperforms. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly-Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly-Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly-Clark.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And, man, which
you can join us on the phones. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got all kinds of good stuff there for you, including live streaming, the broadband version of the show, dial-up version. It's all there for you free. We've been giving it away free for since time immemorial. For instance, since the beginning of the show, we will continue to do that. And all we ask from you in return is a vote. Vote.freetalklive.com. We're continuing our vote-a-thon here because we're in second place in the world right now, podcastalley.com. Thanks to those of you who have voted already this month. If you have not yet done so, head on over to vote.freetalklive.com, punch in your email address. You can leave a comment if you wish. It's not required. And then click vote now. They'll send a confirmation email to you. You click the link inside and you're done. It takes you less than a minute. In fact, you could break it up. You could do 20 seconds here and then go check your email 2 hours later and then validate your vote at that point. So head on over to vote.freetalklive.com. Email it to your friends. Instant message it to all the people on your instant messenger lists. And let's get to number one. We can do it. We're like, what, 20 votes away or something like that?
Well, that last I checked, we were 23 votes away.
All right, so vote.freetalklive.com. You know, Manwich, you tore me up last segment.
I did?
You did. You tore me up on my whole ostracism idea.
Okay.
And I wasn't exactly doing the best job of describing the situation. So I'm going to let the guy who originally wrote the scenario, and you'll probably tear him up too, because you're good at that sort of thing, Manwich. But I just wanted you to hear his words and how he kind of described this. This is coming from StrikeTheRoot.com. So I'm going to skip just down to the part that we were dealing with, the murderer. We're going to call him Bill. So we're talking about Bill. And he's a murderer. And let's see. Bill, hungry and penniless, says, the more serious the crime, the more serious the sanctions that a private court would impose. Take murder, for example. Murderers wandering loose raise the risk of life and property insurance. Property insurance companies thus potentially lowering their profits. So, because who's going to buy insurance if, you know, there's murderers running around? Right?
Well, I would think more people would.
Or, excuse me, that would lower their profits, so therefore more people would be likely to buy the insurance. So they don't want to have to pay out, right? The insurance companies wouldn't want to pay out any fees or any dues to anybody who gets
murdered.
Sure,
but if there's not enough murderers coming around, then, you know, people won't buy the insurance.
That's a good point, too. Oh, man, yeah, good point.
And so you need, like, for instance, they're not selling meteorite insurance.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, because people don't get hit in the head with meteorites every day. It does happen now and
well,
then.
That would be
I saw an article about 3 years ago. It's fantastic. No,
not having murderers running around would be a good thing.
It would. I would agree.
Well, anyway. So the more serious the crime, the more serious the sanctions. So Acme Life and Health pays Jiffy Court, say, to hand out flyers and post notices about Bill the Killer. Bill suddenly finds that he can't enter a store, can't get a job, and can't even walk down the street without passersby grabbing for their holsters. For who would allow a murderer onto their property? Remember, in a libertarian society, it's all private property, or it's unclaimed wilderness. Because if you haven't actually claimed the property, if you're not homesteading it, if you're not actively defending it, it's considered wilderness. So, Lonely Bill, the murderer, hungry and penniless, has three choices. He can hole up on his property and go it alone, flee to the wilderness with the other asocials, or surrender and accept judgment. Looking at these options, we see that the first case is clearly the worst. Even if Bill the Killer owned 20 acres of prime farmland and could feed himself, he'd have to work like a slave, sun up to sun down, every single day of the year, just to stay alive. No one will trade with him, lest they be tarred with a brush of murderer. As well. So Bill is left with what he can scrounge or steal. And of course, if he gets caught in the act of burglary, the story ends there. So Bill's left with what he can scrounge or steal. What Bill has sentenced himself to is, in effect, life in prison at hard labor. Punishment enough. The second case is similar to the first, except he'll have other offenders similar to himself to prey upon, and to prey upon him. Further, he will have only what he can carry with him to sustain his life. Again, eternal exile and probable death by violence is punishment enough. In the last case, Bill may end up paying restitution, or suffer exile, or 1,000 other possibilities, but no force will be initiated against him. He'll only submit to judgment that he agrees to. Why would he agree to freely be judged for murder? Only because he sees such judgment as preferable to the alternatives. He's acting in his own self-interest. The obvious question is, what if the conviction is wrong? Well, Bill the Killer certainly will not willingly sentence himself to execution, nor would a private court take such a risk as sentencing someone to death, so he'll be presumably alive for the overturn of his conviction, and then he gets to sue. What do you suppose would be the honest moral penalty for falsely convicting a man of murder? Certainly not less than the original conviction. Certainly, it would mean the utter ruin of a private court's reputation and livelihood. One may compare this outcome with today's justice system. Is the penalty for perjury the same sentence that the perjurer's victim received? Why do you suppose not? And whose interests are being served by it being so? What possible incentive could a private detective have for framing an innocent man? What incentive would a private court have for falsely convicting him?
His incentive would be that he was then considered a better detective because he found his man.
But if you get found out that you framed the wrong guy,
cops do it
then
all the time.
But we're not talking about cops. We're talking
about
private enforcement.
But they have to still have their same motivation.
No, it's different because the cops cannot be punished. We've read stories time and time again on these airwaves.
They can be wrong. People get blinded by wanting to do a good job.
Yeah, the cops can be wrong, but when they're wrong, they're not
punished. I'm talking
about
the private investigator.
Yes, I understand. The private investigator will feel some retribution from his mistakes, if indeed he's made mistakes, in that people won't use his services anymore.
This is
all
blackballed. It looks all so cut and dry from here.
It's not cut and dry.
It's not even close to cut and dry, because some people are going to believe that Bill committed the murders and some people aren't. And then this.
Some people believe O.J. committed them and some believe he didn't.
And that's exactly my point. This shunning thing isn't going to work because people don't want to place judgment.
It's working on O.J. I saw an article yesterday. He got kicked out of some sporting goods area or something like that.
You surely don't think O.J. is doing poorly, do you? I would like to live O.J.'s life.
Well, he had the benefit of being rich in advance.
And
rich murderers have a tendency to get a little bit more of a lightweight sentence. Haven't you noticed that?
What's the benefit for going and getting sentenced by this private court so that afterwards you can get out and get shunned? Yeah.
People aren't perfect,
man.
People aren't perfect. Of course, there's still going to be people that hold a grudge afterwards. But maybe most of them have forgotten. And then maybe you could just move somewhere else at that point. Because really, if you get sentenced to 25 years in prison, unless there's a whole lot of media attention to you getting out of prison, most people aren't going to know at that point. They're going to forget who you are. Because you got put away. Or to hard labor or whatever.
I don't think this thing makes much sense. I'm just going to move to Canada if it's going to be a problem.
What's going to be a problem?
Yeah, this whole shunning thing. If I'm Bill and I'm getting shunned, people are grabbing for their packing heat and getting ready to blast me, put a cap in me because I'm a murderer, because they put signs out. I'm just going to move someplace else.
I understand that, and that's something you could do today. Really, I mean, couldn't you?
Yeah.
If you murdered someone, you could just move today or move someplace else, change your identity.
Well, the cops can pull you off the plane with force if they find out that you're leaving. And a lot of times, they have extradition
treaties.
You
could drive away. There's plenty of people that drive away.
If they catch you at the border, they're going to pull you out of your car with force.
If they, you know they're not going to catch you.
I'm not saying. They do every once in a while.
every once in a while. More coming back.
It makes more sense than this crazy private thing you're talking about.
800-259-9231. I don't know if it makes more sense, man. I'm not sure which one makes more sense. But we're interested in your thoughts. What do you think? 800-259-9231.
You're a jerk.
Are there other options? Just because it's something different, man. Which you have to always just jump down my throat for bringing up new ideas.
I'm just a name caller. I can't help it.
More coming back. Butthole. It's Free Talk Live.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No Legislation Without Representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Now, which is being mean to me tonight?
Well,
because I'm challenging your long-held beliefs, Manwich, and this is what you do. This is what Manwich does whenever his long-held beliefs are challenged. He lashes out and calls names, as you admitted a moment back.
I am excellent at ridiculing people.
800-259-9231. We're talking about alternatives to the current justice system, the so-called justice system. And you and I definitely agree, Manwich, that the current system got some serious problems.
Yeah, I think it does.
I mean, I think we would both certainly agree that we need to change our justice system to a loser pays model, which would most importantly get rid of frivolous lawsuits. I mean, not even in the criminal area of justice, but in civil cases, if we had a loser pays model, if I wanted to sue you for, you know, going to the bathroom in my front yard, for instance, even if you never really did it, if I sued you for that sort of thing, or let's say exposing yourself to my children, even though you never really did that, it would ruin your life. Because the word would get out that you've been sued for exposing yourself to children.
Yep.
And then you have to go and hire a lawyer or represent yourself and try to defend yourself in a court of law against my frivolous lawsuit. And we all know how frivolous some of these lawsuits are out there. I mean, that's why companies are so afraid. That's why you see warning labels all over everything, because all these companies are trying to CYA before they sell their products, and you use them in some way that they weren't intended and then sue them. So it would end frivolous lawsuits. And what loser pays means is that if I brought a lawsuit against you for exposing yourself to my children, and you proved that you didn't expose yourself to my children, then I'd have to pay.
You failed to prove that I did.
Or I failed, thank you. Or then I would have to pay for your lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
I would have to pay all the court costs,
mm-hmm.
and I'd probably have to pay you for your lost time and effort having to deal with the lawsuit.
You're also going to have to deal with my countersuit that has to do with, you know, the damage that you've done to my reputation.
Well, I would think that would be included in the...
Probably not.
Well, whatever. Anyway, that would be the difference between what we have today. Because what we have today is a situation where you can literally just throw out lawsuits and see which ones stick. I mean, you could literally sue as many people for whatever reason.
Get rich quick scheme.
Yeah, just keep suing people, and eventually maybe some judge will rule in your favor. Hey, what's it matter if they throw out 100 of the cases? As long as the 101st case goes through,
yep.
There's your $1 million.
I just don't understand how the how our system has degraded to people getting, you know, billions of dollars for having coffee spilled on their lap. Which, by the way, that case was overturned.
Yes, it was.
Tobacco appeal, but it just amazes me, the tobacco companies and.
Well, it doesn't amaze me. People see an opportunity. People can smell that money. Well, and, of course, the lawyers can smell it even better.
I have to say with the tobacco companies, I think they have done something wrong in making their product more addictive. I think that it's been proven that they have attempted to do that.
So you think there should be some sort of a judgment against them for that?
I think that's wrong.
I think Oreo cookies are addictive. They're made by the tobacco companies. R.J. Reynolds makes Oreo cookies.
Uh-huh.
You don't think they put some chemical in there to make you want to have more? You know, bet you can't eat just one?
I don't think they do, but I think they'd try if they could.
I believe they do. Why not? There's all kinds. Look at the ingredients. Look, do they really need all of those chemicals in that Oreo cookie? How do you know that there's not something addictive in there? Who would ever think to investigate something like that? I mean, sure, everybody knows cigarettes are addictive, and, you know, the so-called vices tend to be addictive for people, alcohol addiction, etc. But whoever thinks about cookie addiction? You know, there's people who are hooked on them, just like people are hooked on coffee. Okay, so
I don't know if I think that people are hooked on Oreo cookies. I think that they don't have the self-control not to eat them, but I don't know if I think that they're hooked on them.
Self-control? If you have enough self-control, you wouldn't be addicted to nicotine either.
Yeah, well, I am.
No, you're not.
Oh, yes, I am. I'm not addicted the same way other people are, but I have to have that cigar at night.
Really? You can't go to bed without your nightly cigar?
I would not. I would be very unhappy.
You couldn't sleep?
I've slept before without doing
it. Is it difficult?
Sleeping? I know that I'll wake up a couple of times and know that I didn't have my cigar.
That seems like more of a mental thing.
It's very habitual, absolutely.
So we're talking about different changes we can make. So loser pays. We both agree on loser pays, no doubt, that loser pays would be a better court system. Where we differ is whether or not that we could privatize certain functions of the court. Do you think that any of it should be privatized at all? Should there be private enforcement agencies, private police agencies? Should there be third-party courts?
I don't really see any reason. Certainly arbiters work very well. Mm-hmm. These those systems work very well. But I don't see any reason to... we currently have a... as far as I'm concerned, the criminal system needs to be based on force, because criminals are force. I think we need to do away with the drug war.
Yeah.
And that'd
make a big difference.
That would make a huge difference. And then you wouldn't have nearly as many crimes.
Well, then the cops would be trustworthy again. If we got rid of the cops enforcing vice,
mm-hmm.
for instance, and you say the drug war, but I'm going to also include gambling.
Okay.
And I'm going to include, I mean, look at how popular Texas Hold'em is now.
Yeah.
I mean, poker is huge, and it's usually being played illegally. Get rid of laws against gambling. Get rid of laws against sex while you're at it. Okay, all of the victimless crimes that are out there. If it weren't for the cops being out there spending 50% of their budgets, I think, on average, on vice crime enforcement, they'd actually have some respect. Seriously, I'd have respect for the cops if they would stop enforcing bad laws.
Well, I have to agree with you on all vice crimes, because vice crimes are sort of by definition victimless.
Yes.
These, you know, and
the prostitutes aren't taking advantage of the Johns, and the Johns aren't taking advantage of those girls.
And
everybody's
and
doing it voluntarily,
doing it on their own.
Yes, they're all choosing to make the, you know, to do these things. Whether or not the actions are damaging, that's a whole other issue.
Yep. Well, it's their body to damage. Right. And I think most people would agree that euthanasia. I think most people agree that euthanasia is something that we would we want to be able to do in our own circumstances.
We're coming back. 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
Gano Cafe is the new energy drink that's sweeping the globe. Already a number one beverage in Asia. Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of six species of red mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity, with several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic. You can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and to meet the demands of a busy day the natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.healthycoffeeonline.us or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. That's 888-784-0718.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us AMP Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free, you can take control of the airwaves, 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And, man, what you
join us online, freetalklive.com. We got all kinds of good stuff there for you. It's all free. We're doing our Vote-a-thon. It's August, and every first of the month, the good people over at PodcastAlley.com reset their voting rolls. And so that means you can go to vote.freetalklive.com and vote for the show again. So if you voted for us last month, now's the time to go and do it again. If you've already voted for us this month, big thanks. You've already put us in to second place in the world, thanks to your votes.
We need 18 votes to be number one.
You just go to vote.freetalklive.com. It's very quick, very easy. It's about as simple as it gets, really. Vote.freetalklive.com is a place to go. All right, so we were talking about the cops, Manwich, and how we could bring some respect back to policing. Because really, a lot of cops are good guys.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they went into the business, if you will, of policing because they wanted to make a difference in their community. Yeah, sure, there are some cops out there that got into it because they want to be corrupt and they want to make money. But we would get rid of most of those cops by simply Stopping enforcing the vice laws, getting rid of the vice laws would help as well. But if the cops just decided to stop enforcing them, then they would restore respect to a level that you would not believe. If all of a sudden they started focusing on real crimes like bank robbers and rapists and murderers and child molesters.
I think that's the reason that we wanted cops in the first place.
So here's my suggestion, because you kind of shot some holes in the full privatization theory that I had earlier. And I agree, you did shoot some holes. Here's my suggestion to make things a lot better, especially with the cops. What if we made them responsible? Because one of my gripes was that cops can do whatever they want and nothing happens to them. They get a desk job if they kill the family dog on accident. If they murder somebody, they get transferred to another division. I mean, the cops seem to be almost immune when it comes to the law. So what if we were talking about people who were wrongly convicted earlier? Let's say they pick me up for murder, and I didn't do it, and they sentence me, and they railroaded me into the system. They sentenced me to 20 years in prison for murder. And then some sort of evidence comes up. Somebody, the real murderer comes forward. DNA evidence comes up that vindicates me. Well, don't you think? How about this? How about the cops who caught me, and especially the prosecutor that went after me? How about they get to face a 20-year prison sentence after that?
I don't like the idea, and here's why.
Wouldn't it give them incentive to catch the right people?
No, it would give them incentive not to catch anyone.
Why?
Why would they be incentivized to catch
anyone? Wouldn't people be demanding that the murderers be caught? Wouldn't people be demanding that they go out and do their jobs?
So they would be incentivized to only respond to what the public wanted. Do you see what I'm coming from here?
So wait, what are they responding to right now? Just their personal agendas?
I don't know what they're responding to precisely.
Well, right now we know, Manwich, that prosecutors pad their conviction records. They go out and they round up people. We know that cops plant things on people so they can pad their arrest records, for instance. So we know that right now they have an incentive, because there's no punishment whatsoever beyond a paid vacation, to break the law in order to make themselves look better. How do we change that? I've come up with something. Now you get to.
We'll go a long, long way by getting rid of the drug war.
Absolutely, but what if they frame somebody for a crime that everybody wants to be solved, and then it's discovered that they framed the guy?
Afraid that's where our adversarial system comes into play.
So you don't think anything should happen to them? Hour number two. Well, if you wrongly convict someone, as far as I'm concerned, you're framing them.
If you wrongly convict someone,
hour
be
two's
a
on the way. It's Free Talk Live.